Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I Am All In Podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeartMedia, iHeart Podcast, iHeart Book
Golf.
Golf. iHeart Golf.
iHeart Sidekicks.
iHeart Skiing. Ski Mountains.
Oh, iHeart Skiing.
All right, guys, I'm going to be in Tupelo, Mississippi, Comic-Con, Tupelo, Mississippi.
Tupelo?
Tupelo, the birthplace Tupelo. Of Elvis Presley, March 16th through 18th. So come on out there.
I feel like they write songs about Tupelo.
They write a lot of songs about Tupelo. I'm excited. I'm going to be in Memphis. I'm going to be in Tupelo. I'm going to buy some guitars while I am there. That is for sure. Anyway, I hope to see you there. And also, if you want to get the new line of Warner Brothers and Scotty P's Big Mug Coffee, co-branded collaboration coffees, the Luke's Diner blend, the Stars Hollow Signature blend, or the Dragonfly and Talk Fast blend, go to Warner Brothers Studios, Hollywood, or Burbank, and go to the studio store, and you will be able to purchase as many bags as your heart desires. And also, if you want my coffee, email support@scottyp.com. And season 6, episode 19, I get a sidekick out of you.
Who had a sidekick?
I did too.
I was so jealous of the sidekicks. I was jealous.
Flipping it open was the best part. Like, it was just so like
the thing I liked was the keyboard. You could really because it had a full keyboard.
But it was just like flipping it open. You seem so cool.
What show did they have sidekicks?
Gossip Girl.
Yeah. Like, oh, wait.
And Gilmore Girls.
But was Sidekick before Blackberries?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I had the razor, you know.
I had a razor too.
Yeah. What was a razor?
It was a really, really thin, like, phone that
did it have a keyboard? Lorelai had one in this episode. Did you see it? It was she had it on her belt.
I saw that.
When she was at the Dragonfly, she had a pink razor.
Did a razor have a full keyboard or like
no.
Oh, that was the T9 text.
No. Oh,
and as everyone can hear, my intrepid crew is here with me: Susan French, Danielle Romo, Tara Sud, Amy Sugarman.
I'm sick. Everybody
bit under the weather.
Yeah, I'm a little sick, but I'm toughing it out. The good people listening will groan because I'm still here. But I just won't even get into it.
No, don't.
I just won't. I see you. I hear you. We're all friends, just so everybody knows.
We all love each other.
love.
We're all like fully friends. That's the funniest part of it. Like we all get along completely. There's not like a, like, you know how like sometimes you'd have a show and like maybe the people aren't like tight. We actually are all like pals.
But what you mean like every show that's ever been made?
Seriously.
There's always one.
That's always like.
But you can understand that. Like you don't, just because you have to, like I'm not best friends with everybody I work with. So I guess that makes sense. But like.
Oh man.
You know.
Well.
We'll carry on.
All right. Keep
listening. Give us a chance. Or me.
It's who's doing the
synopsis?
I did it last week. So Suzanne, do you want to take it this week?
Sure.
That was very generous.
I see. We're friends.
This is what friends do.
So we have season 6, episode 19. I Get a Sidekick Out of You. This aired on April 18th, 2006. Lane and Zach's wedding day approaches, but plans for their respective bachelor and bachelorette parties fall through, so both groups have an impromptu bash together. Luke is out of town, and Mrs. Kim tells Lorelai she can't attend the wedding without an escort, so Lorelai asks Christopher to be her date. At the wedding, Lorelai makes a fool of herself on stage.
Rory asked. I think that's an important note.
Yeah. That's true. It was Rory's suggestion. Yeah.
Just to say.
That's a good point.
Pardon my interrupting, but sometimes it's necessary.
Well, and that leads us into the rest of that, which was at the wedding, Lorelai makes a fool of herself on stage as she realizes she will probably never get married to Luke.
Bless her heart. And so many questions.
Well,
can I ask you guys one question before we start?
Please.
What school trip during the school year goes on for 10 days? Maybe trip to Washington.
I was going to say the Washington trip, I think, is a week.
4 days, maybe five.
10 days, no way.
Right, you can't miss that much school. People have got other kids. My other question, when Lorelai and Luke discussed Luke going on the trip, she literally says we have nothing planned. Wouldn't they have known there was a big wedding coming up?
Mm-hmm.
That was before Lorelai went to the diner and found out that Lane was even engaged. She didn't know Lane was engaged.
Okay, good timeline note there. Good timeline.
Suzanne
note.
French for the win, ladies and gentlemen.
Seriously. Yeah, seriously. It was a quick turnaround wedding.
Love.
Yeah, that wedding is like, what, 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
I wonder if was it because of Mrs. Kim's mom? I think that like sped it up.
No, because she invited her and she didn't think she was going to come.
Oh, that's right.
Does anybody have a theory on why we're having a wedding within 2 weeks?
I don't know. They were broken up. And they went from broken up to engaged to married in like 14 days. Like,
and also, quick. We know one of them did not want to wait longer for certain things that come along with marriage.
True.
That's a good theory, Danielle. Maybe it was
here's my theory. Ready? It was dependent on the narrative, which is the storytelling, which was we had to get to that final scene.
Agree.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had to, it was it was a virtuoso writing performance and directing performance by Amy. I mean, just so chock full of, so dense, so great. So every part of it was great. And then, you know, they dropped the bomb at the end of the episode. And in my notes, I kept writing, where's Luke? And then, now I know why Luke isn't there.
Yeah, I was wondering
go ahead.
I was wondering if like you were busy or something, but then it was the whole point of the episode.
Right. So I think that was the point of the storytelling. It's like, we've got to get this major story beat in episode 19 so we can finish the season, because it's storyboarded that way. And we got to. We have to drop the anvil on Luke and Lorelai's relationship here.
Yeah.
And this is how we're going to do it, which I thought was an amazingly brilliant device, an amazingly brilliant distraction.
Yeah.
Because it's the last thing we saw coming, except when they started drinking too much. And I was like, uh-oh, he's going to sleep with her. Uh-oh, where's Luke? Uh-oh. Boom. That's
great. Do you get bummed when they call you and say, you're not in this episode?
No, because I still get paid.
and you get a week off. And that's
a week off.
You're like, you're a regular.
That's the best week of your life because you just sit around going, I'm getting paid to do this.
And it's a hard show. I think if you were like on a show where you didn't work as much, you know, maybe you had a scene here and there, then you might be bummed.
Mm-hmm. No, no, not bummed.
You're
very happy. Week off.
It's okay.
Oh my gosh.
And they made a great episode. I mean, it was fantastic to watch. I don't know that I've laughed that loud so frequently throughout an episode. I mean, it was just, if I were Emily Kuroda's agents, I would have submitted that episode for Emmys. Because it's the best we've ever seen her.
Yeah.
58. It was like a highlight reel. 62 Koreans.
Right. Oh my God.
It was a highlight reel for her. It was just, yeah. She but just also owned this episode.
For like her character too, right? Mm-hmm. Like it just makes you have a completely different look on Mrs. Kim and you just love her so much for it.
She's back in her element.
Yeah. And we learn her mom. Is almost worse than her.
You know?
I might say worse.
And that Lane is Mrs. Kim, you know? Like, they're all just kind of the same, but different.
I like how it took this many seasons to figure that out, though. Like, it's kind of like, it's nice that we didn't find out right away. It's like, oh, like, all this we know, 6 seasons, it makes sense now.
Mm-hmm. How about multiple scenes, I think at least 3, where I didn't understand one word of what they were saying, and yet I understood every single thing happening.
Right. When Rory said there's 58 seats and 62 Koreans, I had to rewind it a couple times to see what she was. Then Miss Patty said it clearly, and I go, oh, that's the joke. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was still funny, you know.
It's just everyone's sprinting. So good.
How great was this
so
episode?
So funny.
All right, anyway, so let's go to the opening. I thought pretty great opening.
Is this where are we in the antique store?
We are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it says closed for wedding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And everybody's cooking in the kitchen, and Lane comes down and get the heck out. When you come down, everybody stops cooking. So it's Mrs. Kim back in her element. How did everybody like the opening?
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. With the wedding dress.
Yeah, Lorelai shows up with the wedding dress.
Oh yeah, we find out that Mrs. Kim does not want her coming unescorted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tramp. I think that she says "tramp for sale, find a man."
Right?
Kirk is that actually?
Count. I know, and Kirk does not count.
Right. And Lorelai
is that
says,
"Actually,
yes.
A thing in Korean culture."
I don't know.
You're asking the wrong think people. I think it's pretty true to life. I can't be 100% certain, but I don't think Amy would.
I can't believe I'm about to say this.
I can't believe Amy would make it up, but.
I think it tracks with Mrs. Kim too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, it's like how she always sort of has undertones to Lorelai of Lorelai being a bit of a, can you say the word floozy?
A hussy.
Hussy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hussy, a floozy. Danielle had to call me the other day and she's all, is hussy a bad word?
I'm like, I did. This is a true story.
Do we need to bleep hussy? Thing. And I go, no, I think you can just let it. What do you think is worse, floozy or hussy? Hussy, probably.
Hussy, but
floozy. Oh, you think floozy is worse?
I think floozy because it kind of indicates that they're a drunken. Floozy, right? So a boozy.
Hussy is just like a sort of a sexy lady.
I don't think either one are good, but
they're both. There's worse.
Here we are saying it 20 times.
And I'm not saying we're not saying she is a floozy or a hussy, but Mrs. Kim thinks she is.
But the funny thing is Lauren Graham just stands there and doesn't react to it, just like she expects it. And it's so funny because she's just unloading on her. And her comeback line is, we should agree on a price.
And Mrs. Kim gets away with murder. Like she says the most mean, inappropriate things, and everyone just takes it. They're like,
right.
And then you can't talk back to her.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you might as well do great jokes. Lorelai Gilmore, disappointing mother since 1968.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
I mean, come on. That was a great opening. Okay. So now we're at the Yale Daily News. And Rory is Captain Kirking the Starship Enterprise. Yep. And doing one heck of a job managing Paris,
yep.
who has uh, who has written both sides of an editorial.
Her point, counterpoint.
Who at the time, that was a very famous show with Jane Alexander and who was the guy? What was his name?
Oh, I don't know. Point, counterpoint?
Yeah.
Was it on PBS?
I don't know, but it was a very popular show on Saturday Night Live. Used to do a takeoff on it. Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin. And Dan Aykroyd would always, you know, mimic the guy.
Oh my God,
he didn't say it in the show, but he said, yeah. Jane, you ignorant.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not hussy.
Right, not hussy.
Word worse than hussy. I don't, it's too smart for me to watch a show like that, but I got the gist. Paris is,
point, counterpoint?
Yeah, and then I knew, like, Paris is, like, nuts, but yet sort of likable. Like, I sort of was like, heard both sides. Like, I was sort of like, okay, she probably does a good job.
She's a full court press, that one.
And Rory's crushing running the paper.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in total control. I mean, you're telling her, you'll have to make a decision. You got 2 minutes to make a decision. You know, pick a side.
Yeah.
And then the references to All the President's Men, one of the great movies of that era with Dustin Hoffman and Walter Matthau, no. Robert Redford.
Robert Redford, how dare you? Oh my God.
No, I was thinking with Jason Robards as Ben Bradley, and I said Walter Matthau.
You're fine, I understand, but how dare you mess up my Robert Redford?
Hey, man,
never in my life did I think
I'm all
like
about
90.
Robert Redford too. Don't.
And he's like 90, and I'm still like, pretty good. Yeah, like,
he's a cool dude.
Back in the day, no one cares, but I'll tell you anyway. Mm. My dad and mom, my dad used to say like something like, oh, your mom and I are great unless Robert Redford comes to the front door. And I was always like, what? What is he talking about? Like, I was a little kid, never understood it. And then all of a sudden I was like,
yeah. we used to have that too. My mom used to say that about Frank Sinatra. And then they were at a party in New York and they came back and they said Steve McQueen tried to hit on your mom.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, true story.
That's pretty legit.
And she turned him down cold.
For your dad.
Yeah.
That's pretty legit. Steve McQueen was hot.
Yeah, but she didn't like him. Wow. She didn't like him. She was married, she didn't like him.
We digress.
Thought he was a lightweight compared to my dad.
Really?
Yes.
Wowza.
True story.
Wait, and the girls come in mm-hmm. that scene and try and convince Rory to go to Costa Rica.
Right.
It's, you know, I can't help it, but it's Wednesday's therapist. You know, we interviewed her. That's what, you know, Wednesday on the
Is
show.
That Ricky
Wednesday.
Lindholm?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the friend... Right. And they kind of bebop in and they want Rory to go to Costa Rica. And she's like, I have a wedding.
Right. Right, right, right. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy Getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then we're at the Dragonfly with one of the great,
the best
Michelle Gerard performances. I mean, this is the great thing about this episode. All these, you know, these characters we only get to see in short stretches get to sort of take the stage here and do their thing.
The dancing.
And Michelle with the dancing. And that, I mean, then the canceling with the, well, that's later on, but in this
but the
one,
dancing in the background.
The dancing is just
twice
iconic.
And obviously, I mean, the cookies were, you know, whatties.
Okay. I had a flag on the cookies because Suki is a chef and she says, she made some comment about, oh, I must have used too much yeast. You don't put yeast in cookies.
You mean like, cookies.
Well, okay, maybe that's where you would use yeast.
I don't know. I don't. You're right. Why would she? Maybe it was sourdough bread.
I mean, I don't even bake, and I know that.
I don't either. Maybe she was. Did she say they were cookies?
Yeah.
Yes. She said they
she
were.
Could make.
They were
bread.
Cookies. Yeah.
I'm looking. Bread. Make yeast and cookies.
No.
Maybe it's a secret recipe.
You don't put yeast in cookies.
Maybe they're.
I'm seeing
special
if
bread
you
cookies.
Could. If you could.
That would make them like bready, I think.
Where did
I
go?
I'm not a baker, but my son.
Okay. You probably think of bread when you hear yeast, but it is actually a great substitute for baking powder.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. So she puts
Suzanne,
you
picking
cheese.
Up that flag? What are you doing?
I guess I'm going to have to.
You're going
to
pick up the flag?
Right. It just makes the cookies a little more cakey. So, but yeah, you could.
And then Michelle just continuing to dance. And Chris is on the phone, right? This is where Chris calls?
Yeah.
Right.
He bought Sidekick.
He's and Michelle honest. Just...
I did think it was weird that he... Rory's in college. Like, why would he need to, like, put it past Lorelai?
Yeah,
And Lorelai called that out herself, too. She
but
was like,
I feel
Chris,
like it was an excuse for him to call her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally. Yep.
I also don't... Sure, but I also like don't think he knows what he's doing. You know, like this is all really new to him.
Also true.
So he's probably just like, well, let me run it by the person that raised her. You know,
yeah.
Like, I think he's just doing it to. He's new to this, and
we learned that he's improving. Gigi's doing better.
She's not crying. He's saying no.
Yeah.
All good.
It's all a great scene though, with Michelle being the star.
I think Michelle wins the scene for sure.
Possibly the episode, but definitely.
Mrs. Kim is going to be tough to beat.
Good call.
She laid down a solid performance here.
And you know who else was solid in this? Zach.
Yeah.
Really good episode for him.
Zach rising.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. See, you give these people stuff to do, they're going to rock it. I love it. And Sebastian rocking it.
I know not there yet, but he looked good.
Yeah, with a leather jacket and
the white ponytail.
Rocker
looking
style.
Good. Yeah, he was definitely like a rocker groomsman.
Jeez. All right. So now we're at Mrs. Kim's, and they're bringing ridding the house of any kind of Christian symbols, crucifixes, anything, and bringing the Buddha in because grandma's showing up. And she cannot be surrounded by Seventh-day Adventist accoutrement. So
that Buddha was not small.
No, that was a big Buddha. It was a large
Buddha. A big Buddha. A real big Buddha.
And
I mean, that was such a huge revelation for Lane.
Yeah.
That like her mom has been hiding all this stuff from her mom.
Right.
Just like Lane had been hiding everything from Mrs.
And
Kim.
And then her mom and then Mrs. Kim being like, the floorboards, put it in the floorboards.
Right.
And then Lane, that was classic.
Lane had the great line.
Loved it.
Right. So I come from a long line of women that's hiding their real lives under the floorboard.
Yeah, that was good.
Really good. And then they started bowing. The 108 bows, which bred the cornball 108 owls from Rory. And then they were off to the bachelorette party at Dozie's. Take it away, girl. What'd you think of the bachelorette party? And here we have
what I liked was their crowns. More
discussion of certain parts of the male anatomy, which Amy can get into.
With beer, more beer, and beer, which is something girls would not drink on a bachelorette party. Am I right?
Probably not.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But did you notice,
Danielle? When are you getting beer?
I don't know where you are.
I don't really know girls that drink beer at all.
Oh, I like beer.
If I'm watching a football game or if I'm on a boat, I have a beer. Like there's, really? I don't know, those two very.
It's the salt air. It's the salt air combined with the beer that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm around. Game. Real Housewives way too much because
which is just tequila drink? Or they, champagne.
Yeah, they do not drink beer, just champagne.
And that's the one thing I can't do. You will never catch me with a glass of champagne. It's just
bloaty. What does it do?
Yeah. Headache. Oh, I just can't do it.
Did you notice that when they were leaving Mrs. Kim's and Lane was trying to talk to her mom and she's like bobbing up and down every time she bows? she says, we're going to go over and meet everyone at Dosey's. And it was daylight, but then when they come out of Dosey's, it's pitch dark.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Another great call out.
Flag. Wow.
I called that too, but I just didn't know like how long they were. I don't know.
Maybe the sun was setting or it took a bit to get there. They had to gather up all those girls. I'll give it to them. Maybe they walked, you know, it wasn't just 5 seconds later. They were at Dosey's with all the girls in tiaras. Would you call those tiaras they were wearing?
Mm-hmm. Or crowns?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tiaras. Suzanne, you're gonna pick up that flag too?
I'm not picking that one up.
You're going for the coach's challenge.
She said Lane said they were gonna meet at Dosey, so it's not like they had to go pick other people up.
Well, they did. All those girls had to get there.
I know, but they met there. So when Lane and Rory were leaving, they were presumably walking straight to Dosey's, which is, you know, as you know.
Yeah, but they did. Didn't they spend a lot of time buying all that stuff inside of Dosey's?
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's okay on that one.
I think you might have to pick up the second flag.
And then they talk about American Gigolo. Raise your hand if you've seen American Gigolo, the Richard Gere, because there's also the new TV show. Well, I guess we're going to need to all rent it.
I've seen the movie.
Rent it. Do you remember Richard Gere's?
No.
What if Scott was like, yes, I do remember.
Oh my God.
Very clearly.
By the way, in fact, it wasn't in the cut that I saw. No.
Well, or you just didn't notice because let me ask two questions. Sex and the City, the movie.
Uh-huh.
Everyone talks about the scene and it's like not even 1 second. And many people remember that movie where it's based on a book and it's Ben Affleck and the wife pretends she's been murdered or kidnapped, but it's all set up.
Gone Girl?
Oh, yeah, Gone Girl.
And there's a millisecond shot of allegedly Ben Affleck's, which I definitely did freeze frame. So I think it tracks that they would go see American Gigolo for the one scene on a bachelorette party. I actually thought that sounded fun on a bachelorette party to go to a movie, even though they missed it.
Yeah, they missed it. So
like they're celebrating a small town bachelorette party at its finest.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Did anybody else wonder why Keon, the exchange student, was still there 2 years later?
Has it been 2 years? I thought it was still just a year.
I had to look it up, and her first appearance was in season 4. So she was in season 4, 5, and 6.
Wow.
I just assumed she was in town for the wedding. Like, I don't think she stayed, but that was just my guess.
Maybe she just moved. But her Avril Lavigne shirt and her outfit under her outfit rocked.
Yeah.
She was so funny.
That was a good outfit under the outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smooth.
A little snappy, too.
Yeah, yeah, and then Avril Lavigne, legit.
Yeah. We rocked out to her in Vegas. Avril
Lavigne. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember in the parking lot? Oh, you weren't there. I was there with it.
And the sidekick is going. We get that she's talking to Christopher regularly. And a girl barfed.
Yeah. It was funny. Yeah.
Lorelai says that's got to be some kind of record.
They haven't begun the night.
Like all they did was walk across the street and she's already.
Is it still the same scene when they bump into the boys?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like two steps over.
Whoa. So then they bump into the boys and I learned all the bars. Dell's. The chimney sweep burned down. That's a funny whole bit.
There should be like in Stars Hollow, like that was a missed opportunity to not have the local bar. You know what I mean?
It's a family show. It's a family show.
Yeah, there's no bar.
There's no bar in a family show.
Although they did go to a bar back in the day. Remember Lorelai?
There is a bar in season 7.
At Yale, there was. So maybe like older years, like, you know, this season, we could have been introduced to a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've been coming here for years.
I want Rory to come home during like Christmas break, run into Dean and Lindsay at the local bar.
Yeah.
What would you name? Would it be the Chimney Sweeper Dells or do you want a different bar? Cheers.
Would have been Dozy Dane's or Dane's Dozy Bar.
Dane's Dozy Bar.
Yeah. Dane's co-owners. Dozy Bar Shoppy.
It's the connection Shoppy. Between the windows. It's just a little connection between them.
But nothing beats a rec room at Brian's aunt's. Was that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they all roll over there. I mean, I was like, that is so good.
And did you catch the little foreshadowing from Lorelai when she said, there's plenty we can do tonight that we can be mortified about tomorrow?
Right.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. I didn't catch that.
She wasn't kidding. She wasn't joking around. All right. So now we are at, now we get the great Michelle scene, packing Celine. To go see Celine Dion. Oh. And shocking Lorelai on the phone saying he's not going. And
I understand.
What's he seen her 5 times, but he was never in the front row before, but now he's in the front row. And
I mean, I get it.
I could really relate to that.
I would bail on Lorelai.
I kind of would too. Let's face it, man.
Oh my God. And she says fracking Celine Dion, which do you know what that is from? Mm-mm. I'm pretty sure it's from Battlestar Galactica. They instead of saying the F word, I think they say fracking like throughout the whole show.
Oh, really?
Fracking Celine Dion. I mean, it's so timely too, because we just got to see Queen Celine come out at the Grammys.
I know.
And Taylor just totally ignored her.
Oh, but I don't think she did. I mean,
She did.
She was like overwhelmed. I do think she could have been a little bit more gracious. Like,
I would have bowed down to Celine.
It was a little weird that she just like took the thing. I'm like, that was weird.
I also didn't know until after the fact the guy who walked her out was her son.
Yeah.
I was 10 years old when I learned that.
Me too.
Yeah. I saw it on TikTok. So when I was like, oh, I didn't know.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Yeah, it's her son.
It was either her son.
She was holding onto a guy's arm. It was her son.
And she's making a documentary. I cannot wait to watch that.
I know.
Right. I also thought the coat was, she rocked the coat.
She
I was like,
good. I liked it.
I'm like, yeah, way
I was
to
surprised.
Go.
She really did look good, didn't she?
She does. I don't know she a really lot about stiff person syndrome, and I'm interested to see the documentary to learn more.
Right.
And then, of course, it's coming up on my TikTok a little bit because I started watching all the Celine stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that lady's a baller.
Mm-hmm.
She is. Mm-hmm. And I have seen her in Vegas, and it top two shows. I don't know what number two is, but literally one of the best shows I've ever been to in my life. She
That's
is amazing.
One I regret not seeing.
I don't know. My impression of Taylor Swift was that she was incredibly grateful and surprised that she won. And I thought it was unfortunate that yet again, she's attacked sort of, sideways.
Right. She can't win.
Right.
I mean, it's like together backstage, like right after that came
out. Right. They're fine. Mm-hmm.
What happened backstage right now?
They took a picture together backstage, like right after that. So I think that kind of made up.
No, I'm talking about the Jay-Z comment.
Oh, that's right. That became a whole thing too.
Yeah, it's like
I was confused why Jay-Z's thing was about Taylor.
It wasn't, but
it was about Beyoncé, wasn't it?
It was about Beyoncé.
Yeah, it was about Beyoncé.
Right, but
how
why
she
is everybody like Jay-Z of ruining Taylor's moment? I don't
because
get it.
Of when Kanye went on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, but wasn't it because Taylor won Album of the Year?
No, but he was
a record
saying,
of the year. It was a different, totally different category.
What he was saying is that Beyoncé hasn't won Album of the Year yet. It wasn't really a dig towards Taylor.
So who
per
won
se.
Album of the Year that night?
Taylor.
Okay,
but,
so it was a dig.
But his speech was
Come
before
on.
That. His speech was before she won.
His whole point was his wife has won countless Grammys and yet has never won Album of the Year. That was his point.
But what is all this calling judges out all the time or people in the academy? And it's like, it's a party. It's
well, also
it's
right.
kind of
and
a
also,
silly business. And you give awards for these things and it's all very subjective anyway.
Totally.
Right?
Somebody was, let's bring
it's
it
like,
up.
Is somebody just taking this too seriously? And it's like,
yes,
okay,
because
you got invited to the party. You're making millions of dollars. You're a billionaire. It's like, dude, really?
Well,
really?
There's a thing called the Podcast Awards, of which we were not nominated.
Yeah.
And Shocker. People get like very upset, right, about the Podcast Awards. Why wasn't I nominated? Why were they nominated? Yada, yada. And the best way to explain it is I am a voting member for an award show that I will not name.
Oh,
not the
are.
Grammys, obviously. Uh-huh. There's an award show that exists that I vote on.
The Razzies?
No, but that'd be amazing. I would love to.
I'd like to be on that committee.
And sometimes, I'm going to admit this, I vote by who I like. So say it's about their song or the choreography in their video, let's just say. Sometimes I vote for who I like, and I'm not always fully basing it on choreography in the video. Like sometimes I'm just like, Harry Styles. You know what I mean? Like... So I think that happens on all these things.
That makes sense. Right. When you put it that way, that makes sense.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just like...
It's totally subjective.
Totally.
And I mean, it's I guess, mostly merit-based. So it is, you could say, argue that it's somewhat of a meritocracy because, you know, you look at album sales and you look at concert ticket sales and all that. And obviously this is a big star, but you don't get album of the year and I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. Because that's not a way to get album of the year next year. That's like,
right.
You just killed your chances. Like, is Kanye ever going to get album of the year ever in his life after pulling a stunt like that?
Well, it was a different stage.
And I think the guy's a genius. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy Getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
To bring it back to Christopher going to the wedding, I did actually think
penis.
That was cute.
Josh, there you go.
Good one, Scott. Scott said it.
There you go.
I do think it was sort of cute when she said, "Do you want me to see if Dad can go?" Like, it was so harmless.
Yeah.
That it was like, okay, yeah. Okay, so let's get into it. What did you guys think of that? I have a feeling that a couple of you are not going to like it.
I mean, I understood when Rory said it. It was like, for her, it's her dad. But I kind of like, I was like, oh, here we go again. Like,
yeah.
When you think about like big picture, you know, I understand.
Here comes
the
fly in the ointment.
Yeah.
Here we
yeah.
go.
Like, I understood what she was trying to do, but I knew that it wasn't going to end well.
Rory was just doing her job as a storyteller.
Van is being suspiciously silent.
I as soon as Christopher came into the picture, you just know something bad is going to happen because every time he comes sniffing around, something hits the fan. And so when Rory made that suggestion, I was like, you know, you really are not smart. But at the same time, like I wanted Lorelai to go to Elaine's wedding, and
right. This
apparently was the only way that could happen because she'd been forbidden.
Why
to
not
come
Taylor,
along,
by though. The way? I don't know why they didn't just ask Taylor to go.
Yeah, that would have, he wasn't in the episode.
Taylor
or anything.
And
yeah.
Lorelai, that would have
but
been
why
very
not?
Funny.
It's yeah,
that
would fine.
Have
been,
well, that
right.
wouldn't have, that wouldn't have created any real dramatic tension. And that's another question right. I have. And I'm going to jump up here and say, did this episode need drama? Did it need that?
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think this episode could have existed without just the comedy? Just
yes, but not this far into the season.
Yeah,
like, if this was earlier in the season, yes, but I feel like we're inching towards the finale.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We gotta move the plot along.
Plus, give me some drama in all of them. Like, I don't need just the happy-go-lucky Gilmore. Give me the juice. Like,
I was busy having a really good time with this episode, and then things started getting heavy.
I get
heavy
that, but there's no such thing as just a really good time.
Really?
I mean, it's my whole theory of I love to hate it. You know, like, I get frustrated or bummed, but then I'm like, I love to hate it. Yeah. I love to love Christopher, unlike the rest of Gilmore world. There's something about him I like.
You know, I do have to agree with you. Like, for all his flaws, there is something about him that I just kind of empathize a little with.
And even though he's kind of a hot mess, I do think he loves Lorelai. From the day they met till the day they die, he will always love her.
Do you think you feel for him now that he has a kid, like this far into the show, mm-hmm. or did you always feel that way?
I've always liked him.
I've always liked seeing him on.
He's a wreck.
I like seeing him in the episodes. Like I do. Whether I disagree with him or whether I love him, you know, whatever. I just always do like seeing him in scenes with Lorelai and Rory. I just enjoy them.
And David Sutcliffe plays him likable. Like, you can argue it a million ways if he's not likable, but like, there is something likable about him. There just is. No? I mean, I think there is.
He just comes off as smarmy to me.
Oh, like, see, I don't get that.
I just never.
Do you like him as a character, though? Because, like, I do. I like him as a character, even if he's swarmy or, you know, a loser. Like, I do.
I just feel like he never. If he was a high schooler, then yeah, he would be fine. But he's a grown up. I don't know. It's kind of hard because to some extent, both of them, their development was stunted when they had a kid. So both of them are kind of 16-year-olds inside.
Yeah,
true.
But Lorelai really matured and still moved on with her life, whereas Christopher is still a 16-year-old. More than he did.
Correct.
Correct. He's the kind of character that or person, whatever. My mother would have shaken him by the shoulder, smacked him, and said, "Get your act together."
He's exactly what he would be. Right? Like, Amy and Dan created a character to me that's exactly what that character would be. The popular guy in school who comes with the rich parents who are kind of not great to him. He gets the high school sweetheart pregnant. She says, "I'm not marrying you." He does the quote right thing. He's just exactly what that character would be. And Rory has to have a dad. So yeah, I kind of like it.
Rory doesn't respect him. She might,
no, but she likes him. She likes him. Her dad, fine.
But she doesn't respect him.
I think a little bit more now.
The
with
way she
him
talks
paying.
To him, she does not respect him.
No, she just likes him fine. She doesn't dislike him.
Yeah, I think she's
neutral.
She
doesn't look to him like a father figure, but she likes him fine because he's quite likable. He likes that Logan, but we'll get to that. Keep going, Scott.
All right.
Bracken Christopher.
Yeah, you know, we missed some really nice there were some great lines going on in that Michelle scene, the Celine Dion scene.
Oh yeah.
Where'd this Korean Jenna Jameson come from?
Oh yeah, wait, that's right, that she says that's funny because she says that like when he bails her.
Oh, that was in Mrs. Kim's home. When they first come into Mrs. Kim's for the wedding, for the Korean part of the wedding.
Right.
Yeah, Lorelai had
because
that
she's with Christopher and she didn't. Yeah, does she? Is they, what's she says? She didn't.
They think I'm like I'm practically Janet Jameson. Them.
Yeah. I dress like her. Yeah.
Right. Because it goes back to the whole thing that because if she had shown up without a man, people would think she was, you know, quote unquote loose.
Right.
And so she was just exaggerating that point.
That's just great.
It's so good.
And then the grandmother leaves. And they
have the whole wedding, right? The Buddhist wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the whole thing. Yeah, and Zach coming in that blue dress was hysterical.
The costumes were
just
amazing.
They really were. I mean, they really nailed it.
I think as a first-time viewer, Danielle, you think that's the wedding.
Yeah.
You're completely more. Like, yeah. This is the wedding. They're standing. It's a wedding. There's a whole to-do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay,
And then the party starts.
Well, no, first we have to have the church wedding.
For sure, yeah.
So there's really three weddings in this episode. This wedding could have, this show could have been called Three Weddings and a Drunken
and a
Drunken Speech.
Drunken Speech.
And an affair.
There's no affair.
I do want to talk about that.
Yeah, there's no affair. Continue. So we've got the Buddhist wedding and then what? The real wedding, right?
I like that Miss Patty had been camped out there all morning.
Yes.
Right. She was like knitting or whatever she was doing all day.
And I loved
62 Koreans.
On the going back for just a second to the Korean wedding, I loved that grandma flew in, went to the wedding, and then got in the taxi and drove off again.
Yeah.
Like, she only flew in for like three minutes and then left again.
Right. Literally, like, Korea. Get in the car and you're gone.
But what was the thing that upset the grandmother so much that she took Mrs. Kim into the living room and started screaming at her?
That's a great question.
Because she, you know, the grandma was upset right from the get-go of that ceremony.
That's such a good question.
So I figured, oh, something must be wrong. That's the wrong, the priest or the
Buddhist guy.
The Buddhist guy.
I actually don't know.
Does anybody speak Korean?
No. I don't know. None of us.
But what about some internet sleuth? Jackie, while we keep talking, can you Google
what was the issue there
that
forced her out? Did we miss that? I mean,
no, I think we wouldn't know because we don't speak Korean.
Yeah, they never said. I think the point was just to because Lorelai even makes some comment to Christopher about something about how families are all the same or something like that. Like, they're just trying to maybe make the point that whatever language it is you're speaking, like mothers and daughters have conflict.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got that too.
Right. But maybe this was a modern version of a traditional wedding and the grandma objected and this is not what we agreed to and how dare you. And she left. She was offended. I who knows?
Do we have the awkwardest? Is that a word? Awkwardest?
Most awkward
conversation of all time between Mrs. Kim and
Link. It was the funniest. It was the best speech.
It was good.
It was the best speech that Mrs. Kim ever had. They gave her gold.
That was awesome.
It's a job. It's a terrible things you must do.
Maybe like me.
Thank God I only did it once.
Luckily, if you're like me, you only have to do it once. You ask for better dialogue than that? You cannot. And Emily Kuroda must have been drooling when she read this. I mean, just yay. Funny, I fell off the couch. That was just fantastic. I keep underlining, where's Luke?
On the trip in Philadelphia or wherever.
Longest trip ever.
The 10-day trip, yeah, okay.
Oh, long. Also,
Philadelphia is not that far from...
Right, Rory drove there for one minute.
I mean, it's probably 5 hours.
Okay, I looked up a Reddit thread on what they're saying in Korean. So there's three different scenarios. So the first one is basically Lane saying, I'm happy you came. Her grandmother says it's great to be here. Why did you put the statue in that room indoors? And she goes, it's so dirty and suffocating in here. Open the doors. Mrs. Kim says, you're right. I should tidy up. The grandmother says, why didn't you come to the airport? Mrs. Kim says, you told me not to. And then grandmother says, we misspelled 108 times. And then during the ceremony, the grandmother says the statue is broken. And Mrs. Kim's like, mother, the ceremony has started. And the grandmother says, how can it start when the statue is broken? Mrs. Kim, the statue is fine. Grandmother, come here. How dare you talk to me like that? Mrs. Kim says, all I did was answer. And the grandmother says, no, you humiliated me in front of guests.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Wow, juicy.
Oh, okay.
This is according to Reddit. So,
Listen,
and if you can't trust Reddit, who can you trust?
That's pretty, pretty good intel. Pretty specific. Way to go.
Wow.
All right. So she goes, and then everybody runs into the church, which is hysterically funny scene. And now we're in the church and they do the wedding and then the real party starts is when the wedding is over.
Is this where we get the little story though where Lorelai tells Christopher about Rory and Lorelai meeting Lane for the first time. And we learn in kindergarten that she said, come play with me or something.
Yeah. Rory was wearing a Chico in the Man shirt.
Oh my God. Iconic. Right, that is so legit. I kind of want that. So good.
That was a cute story.
Yeah. And then he kind of says, wonder who will be next. Right. Which obviously that.
He says Rory's next. Maybe Rory's next.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Rory could be next. Is what he said. Yeah. All right. So now the wedding's over and everybody's looking for the bar. Lorelai wants the bar. Christopher wants the bar. Where's the bar? And the money bag. Let's not forget the money bag. Collecting the money.
Oh, my God.
And Mrs. Kim with another home run line. Lester Shin probably stiffed you.
Oh, my God. And the to-go buffet.
Right. The to-go buffet.
Did you guys notice when Kirk... Okay, first of all, I have two questions. Kirk came out of the church with a cooler. And what was the green thing? Is that a sleeping bag? Oh, because he's carrying... Oh, God, of course. He's carrying Bebette's sleeping bag and her cooler because she was there all night.
Miss Patty, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Miss Patty, sorry.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Does everybody have their I am all in mug? Do you guys have this?
Mm-mm. I don't have that.
Do you know how many people stop me on the street? Where do I get one?
Oh, you carry that mug around on the street?
No, they see me using it on the podcast in the clips sometimes. Yeah. Huh. So you can get it.
Here. Danielle, do we have a lot of those left?
We have a few limited quantity. Oh, myfanthreads.com/iamallin.
I'm telling you, my coffee tastes 10% better in this mug. I don't know why that is.
Wait, okay. So thank you, Suzanne, of course, because Miss Patty spent the night. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out what that green thing was. Okay, excellent. Mm. Excellent.
Roy could be next. Wedding's over. So now they're partying. Everybody's partying now.
And did you see at the beginning of the party, they had that shot that was like the cover of the White Stripes album, but it was Lane and Zach instead of the White Stripes.
Oh, I didn't get that, but that's cool. I thought the wedding looked, the actual third wedding looked amazingly fun. Well, that's the one I would want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the whole day seemed pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I'd be down to go to all three.
Yeah.
This is where Gil looks good. And I think it's funny when he's like, I'm glad somebody else is married now.
Right. Warning Zach about the trials and tribulations.
Good music.
Oh, yeah. Heart of Glass.
Mm-hmm. I'm a believer.
That wasn't cheap, the music in this episode.
No, they had to pay a Beatles royalty. They had to play Apple Music, although Apple Records a royalty. Yeah. Paul McCartney made money off that episode. Good for him.
The yummy guys. Wait, what was the bar called? Yummy enough?
Yummy bartenders.
Yummy bartenders. Are they yummy enough? That's, oh my God.
totally
reminds
weird.
Me of Sex and the City again, because they have the hot sourdough guys on the new one. Nobody's watching it other than me. But if you're watching it, you get it.
Kirk originally wanted to call them Tasty Morsels of Manhood.
Oh my God.
But he went with Yummy Bartenders.
And then he gets so mad at him. But anyway, continue.
And then we come to the toast. You know, people making speeches. Rory reading that charming letter from when Lane was in, what, kindergarten? Well, not kindergarten, but third.
Oh, yeah, which was a weird thing to read.
I thought it was just an awkward
toast.
Gonna
marry a different guy? I thought that was weird.
Like, out of all the things you can say about your friendship, you're gonna read this and be like, by the way, she just loves someone else.
Right, it was weird.
Yeah. She didn't really put a lot of effort into it.
No, but it was kind of cute. I think it denotes how far back they go. And
yeah, I get it.
Actually saved a letter from that far back, and that's how she values her friendship. Weird. Yeah, maybe a little weird. Okay.
I mean, for someone who's a writer, I thought she could have come up with something a little better.
Touche.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. I agree, Suzanne.
Keep that flag on the ground.
You can.
Nice one. Nice one. Nice.
Brian's wasn't that great either.
Yeah. What did he say?
I don't know. It was just all about Zach. It was just like,
Oh, yeah. Zach, Lane, is there something wrong with you? Yeah. Right.
Although Lane's hair looked cooled down and she was all sassed up.
But I think it started getting troubling when the 20 shots of tequila showed up.
Mm. Yes.
And they started just downing that stuff.
Well, it started getting troubling when Lorelai sees the photo of April and Rory.
Yeah, yeah. Mm, right. Mm. That was when she went and got the shots.
Oof.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
She's sad. I don't know. I think Rory explained it as best
you're about
she
could. To lose. You think you're losing a guy like Luke? It's going to drive you to drink. That's for sure.
And I think I kind of just thought of this in this moment, but like when she's with Christopher, she's kind of in her like high school mentality. And I feel like when you're young and you're like, oh, I'm just going to drink, it's going to solve a problem. I mean, not like everyone does that, but you know what I mean? Like, so I think that's why it kind of worked with Christopher being the one she's, you know what I mean? Like it all kind of comes back around to her.
Well, and they have that history of tequila,
it's kind of just their default. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when he's around, she regresses.
Yes.
Ooh. Wow.
She reverts back to high school behavior.
Right. I agree completely.
Oh. And before we get into the real mess of it, Hep Alien, this is where they sing I'm a Believer. Was that the Monkees?
Yes.
Smash Mouth.
That's a Monkees song.
You guys.
Hey, it's the Monkees.
From Shrek.
It's the last
Danielle and Tara. People are going to get mad at me because they say I'm
1968.
Mean to my coworkers. It's not a Smash Mouth song.
It's a
Smash Mouth
song.
Redid it.
Yeah, they covered it.
Well, guess what? Did they sing it? They sure did.
Yes, but it's not a Smash Mouth song.
It's actually took it from Tchaikovsky. You know,
When I saw her face.
Yeah, that's Smash Mouth.
That's the monkeys.
Totally Smash Mouth.
Oh. It certainly is not.
It's definitely the monkeys and then redone by Smash Mouth. But I think of Shrek the whole time.
Oh my God. Neil Diamond wrote that, didn't he? Now I got to look it up.
Yeah, probably. I just Googled it. It was written by Neil Diamond.
Because the monkeys was a put together. Kind of not a fake band, but they were. It was a Hollywood casting call.
Right, it was like
they were doing a TV show as well, because the Monkees was a hit TV show which we watched every week.
Oh, they were actual musicians. Two of them were.
Oh, but there were two real actors in there.
Which two? Davy Jones.
So Davy and Mickey were actors, and Mike and Peter were musicians.
Oh, really?
I didn't know the whole premise was that they were hired for this TV show. They didn't set out to be a band. They were hired to create a TV show.
How many monkeys are still alive? One or two?
I don't know. One.
One.
Just Mickey Dolenz.
Michael Nesmith passed away,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I saw his last show. It was at the
How crazy. Whoa.
It was really good. He died like a month later, like 3 weeks later.
The show was really good, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, man.
When was that?
22, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
But when you Google I'm a Believer, like the first thing that comes up is a picture of Shrek.
No, it doesn't, Tara.
It is Shrek.
It's the monkeys.
Nothing has ever been funnier than both Danielle and Tara at the exact same moment saying the Smash Mouth song. And we're like,
don't learn history through Wikipedia, please.
At least I wasn't alone.
Don't do it.
All right.
It's back not Wikipedia. Track. It's just Shrek.
Brian's making out with... I'm taking
literally.
Us
if you Google it, there's just a picture of Shrek.
It's not. It's the monkey.
Amy, just Google. I'm a believer.
I'm not going to. I'm staying strong on the fact that you guys even said it.
Amy, they don't get it.
They don't get it, Suzanne. That's right. They don't get it.
Oh my God.
Brian's making out with the exchange student.
Oh, that was awesome. I loved that.
Because he liked her for a bit, right? I thought they made out for a while.
Was it? Maybe I was looking away. I just saw it for a second.
Well, so Lorelai stumbles up to give her speech, which was great because you heard this. She ran into the cymbals, obviously.
Oh my God.
She ran into the drum set a little bit, which is great.
She doesn't play drunk great, though. Sorry.
But she underplayed it, and I thought it was.
She underplayed it. That's right.
I think it's... You know, when you're that, when you're that, when you're that pissed drunk, I think that's the only route you can take as an actor.
Does anybody get drunk to play those scenes?
No,
that would be
no. You can't do that.
Uncouth.
Anybody that has tried that, I'm sure there are people that I've heard people have tried that.
Yeah,
they regretted it. The rest of the
who plays drunk best? It's not Lauren Graham, although I love her more than anything.
You know who plays drunk really well was Keiko.
Yeah.
Keiko had a scene at the party when Jess and Dean fought.
Oh, yeah.
She made a drunken phone call to her mother. She was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Who said they play drunk? They spin around a bunch of times?
Yeah, well, that's a good technique.
Some actors say they just turn and turn and turn and turn a bunch of times. Did I make that up?
No.
Playing drunk would be hard.
It's the hardest thing to do in acting. It's really hard to do. I thought Lauren did a great job with it. I'm glad she underplayed it.
Anybody?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was believable. I thought it was pretty good.
I'm kind of with Amy on this.
It wasn't the best drunkiness.
The speech started out okay. It wasn't terrible in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really fell off.
And also, why does she think she's not getting married? Not to be like a total wah-wah, but like she's getting married.
Well, I think because of the whole conversation Rory about the picture.
Right.
She doesn't think she is.
Right. I think that's when she realized, okay, yet again, now Rory is, you know, connected to April and Lorelai still is not. And I think, you know, because Luke has never had any kind of conversation with her about it, she's like, all right, here's even more evidence that I'm on the way out. So I think she just was sad from having... If she hadn't seen that picture, I don't think it would have gone that way. But I think that's why that's why she starts veering in that direction is because she realizes that now Rory knows April too.
Yeah. And I think whether she wants to admit it or not, she like definitely has an attachment to June 3rd. And we know that date was coming sooner rather than later. And they're up against a time crunch right now. June 3rd is not happening. So I think in her mind, if June 3rd doesn't happen, then it's
never happening.
It's never happening.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Which I do agree with her.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she delivered the speech. They came up on stage and they
take her away.
Take her away. And then...
And don't you love Christopher in that scene? Yeah, of course. Oh, shoot. Rory, we got to get your mom.
Thank God it's not me this time. I wanted her to keep talking.
Oh, in front of the whole town.
Just keep going, man. Just keep talking.
It was super cringe.
It was super cringe.
Anyway, so now we're at home.
And puts her
on the couch, gets her head up. Rory gets a phone call. Logan's been hurt in Cambodia. I'm sorry.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
And off she goes.
She goes. And now the two of our star-crossed lovers are. Our star-crossed lovers.
But they're not lovers.
What are they?
There was no funny business. He just put her to bed and slept in the chair.
It's interesting because as a first-time watcher, I don't feel that anything happened, but I sort of think Lorelai is unsure if anything happened when she answered the phone and she looks and she's like, oh my God. Watching it for the first time, I think that Lorelai thinks that she hooked up with Christopher.
May I throw a flag on that?
Sure.
Nobody hooks up with somebody and then they get up and sleep in a chair. Nothing happened. He's watching her because she's all drunky and he's being a good guy. And that's why he's sleeping in the chair.
I think it's kind of enough that Lorelai wakes up and realizes she's talking to Luke on the phone and Christopher is in the bedroom where she's been getting drunk with him. That's enough of a cheat in her mind.
I don't know. I think she woke up.
To like, whoa, this is like inappropriate. And I had too much to drink and I, you know, kind of went over.
Yeah,
I think she woke up and realized she made an ass of herself at the wedding.
Yeah. All the above,
it all came back to her.
And also like, the situation that she's in right now with Christopher in her room watching her sleeping is not going to be okay with Luke and shouldn't be okay with Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So here comes another wedge that's just going to get right in the middle of their relationship.
Yeah. And that was kind of the perfect ending right there. Right there. Sucked all the humor right out of the room and then ba-boom. There we go with Dramarama. Anyway, okay. So what do you give this episode, guys? And what is your yardstick? Suzanne.
I liked this episode until Lorelai gave her toast. So I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Wow, you're tough.
Because I really loved it and then I really hated it. Oh. So I have to like average that out somehow.
Where is my toupee?
So
my gosh.
I gave it a 7.5 yummy bartenders.
Oh, good one.
That's a good one.
Danielle.
I'm going to give it 8.75 Avril Lavigne shirts.
Nice. Tarasus.
Terrible score, but you stole my thing. Okay, keep going.
I'm going to give it church seats.
Nine church seats.
Nine out of the 40.
58.
The Sugarman of Amy.
10 Celine Dion's.
Good one.
Tens. Yeah, I mean, seven? Ooh, harsh.
Yeah, that's harsh.
Scott, what's yours?
I'm going to give it, what am I going to give it? I'm going to give it 9.75 Buddhas.
Ooh. Oh, good one.
Yeah. No.
Did you have a favorite line?
It's got to be Mrs. Kim with all of her lines, but the one that really just like put me out and on the floor was luckily for me, I only had to do it once. But it was just like she stole this episode. She
did.
She stole it.
Mine was after Lorelai's speech, Zach turns to Lane and he goes, totally perfect wedding.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Tara, what was your favorite
one? I just really like the 58 seats and 62 Koreans.
That was
like,
pretty good.
That was pretty funny.
That could have been actually the title of the show.
I know. Well, like you said, Scott, like I rewound it. I'm like, what'd they say?
Right. Yeah. I want to get that. Amy, did you say?
Every mention of a... Okay. Drink up, everybody.
Mine was when they were in the newsroom and Paris had written like the point counterpoint, and she tells Rory, I can't pick a side. Either way I look at it, I'm right.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Okay, next episode, kids. Season 6, episode 20, super cool party. People, thank you, ladies. Suzanne French, Tara Suit, Danielle Romer, Amy Sugarman. And best fans on the planet, thanks for downloading. We will see you next time. Stay safe. Follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.